For today's That's Entertainment, I'm talking to Sally Bigham, the mountain biker from Chapel-on-the-Frith, won silver in the Mountain Bike Marathon World Championships in France at the weekend. Massive congratulations on taking a silver medal at the World Championships. What an amazing achievement. What was the race like?
It was a really hard race. It was real mountain biking. It was pretty similar to the riding in the UK, actually. You know, rocky, muddy, wet trails. So, yeah, it reminded me very much of UK riding, actually. But it was a hard race, but a really nice course and a challenging course. So it suited me. It wasn't massive climbs. I actually quite like short kind of power climbs. I guess that's from coming from Chapel. There's no like long mountain climbs. But no, it was a good race, and I'm really happy to come away with silver.
And is gold still a burning ambition for you?
100%, yes. As a marathon mountain bike rider, the Worlds is the most important race for us, because this marathon isn't an Olympic discipline. So it's the World Championships, which is the big one. I've come pretty close with two silver medals. My first was in 2013, and then obviously my second on Sunday. So to get silver is great, but obviously it's a rainbow jersey that now I'm really, really searching for.
And your nickname's Iron Sally. Tell us how you got that.
My team nicknamed me that after a couple of instances when I first joined them, where I had quite horrible crashes, lots of skin lost and big bruises and so on. But in both situations, I still made it to the finish line, and then was either fainted directly after crossing the finish line and was rushed to hospital afterwards. So, yeah, they said that because I never give up, whatever, they called me Iron Sally.
And you've raced all over the world and won some amazing races like the Leadville 100, the European Championships this year, Transalp Cape Epic. When you come home, do you still enjoy riding around the Peak District?
Oh, riding around the Peak District is awesome. I love it and I do miss it. I mean, I'm sat here now looking at the Dolomites and the mountains from our kitchen, but there's just something really special about riding in the Peak District. The dry stone walls, the quaint little villages, the quiet country lanes, the sheep. You know, I really do like it. So when I come back, it's just really nice to go out and ride around, you know, the area. And like I say, I do miss it. It's a great place. And there's some punishing climbs.
And so how often do you get back home?
Not as often as I would like. Usually I'm back in the spring for a while, but the spring's not been so great the last few years, so I might try and revise that strategy. Hopefully I'll be back for a little bit in August. In fact, I'll definitely be back for a little bit in August, because we've got the British National Marathon Championships, which are in Mid Wales at the end of August, I think August the 28th.
And for anybody who's looking to get into the longer distance mountain bike riding, are there rides around here that you'd recommend having a go at in terms of events?
Oh, events, definitely. There's the Scots Marathon events, which is a really nice series for people to go along to. And obviously there's the National Marathon Championships, which anybody can enter. There's an amateur race as well. And the riding in Mid Wales is brilliant, so I'd really recommend coming along to that.
Brilliant. Well, many congratulations on the silver medal, and thanks ever so much for taking the time to talk to us.
No problem. Thank you.